Blog Talk Radio.
Get up the intro.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, and we are the only audience here because
no audience since I'm still COVID.
Since we're still battling.
Welcome, and this is a welcome going out to those of you who are brand new. On Blog Talk Radio, yes. We are normally on News for the Soul, which is on newsforthesoul.com, and that is carried also over Blog Talk Radio. But we have been doing a makeshift Wednesday show primarily for those that can't join us on Mondays or on Fridays when we also do another show. So we're here on Wednesdays to answer your questions, give you readings, just generally help with guidance, support, whatever it is you might need as you go forward. Again, as the intro stated, we're using nothing but ordinary playing cards for the show. We have a lady who's still out with COVID. Her name is Veronica, and she would normally be here doing her cards, like angel cards, rebel cards. She is the one that adds the icing to the psychic cake. Now, those of you that are joining us, Jimbo's going to help out here. Are you having problems?
It did this last time, too. It won't let me type anything in here. But I can reply to people.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's the situation. You would call in if you're in North America, would you say? Canada, Mexico?
Call in if you can call a United States telephone number.
Well put. And okay. If you can't, use Skype.
You can dial us up on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely can. It's not free, but it's nowhere near like paying for a cell phone call, international, new.
No, it's very reasonably priced. Otherwise, for some time now, we will be using Facebook's Messenger portal. And that, if you are a friend of me, Deborah Lee, you would be able then to call right through Messenger, especially for you folks that are international. This is it's a free way for you to contact us. And for some time, we will keep that going. Eventually, we will be changing over to Blog Talk Radio. So, we may have some technical issues.
You did
issues.
It last time, too, so we're just not going to be typing in here.
Can't you and start again?
I did it last show.
All right. Well, when we're relying on Facebook, this is where we bring in Facebook Live watchers and listeners. Apparently, it's not running well.
Yep, I'm going to have to give you that number. I mean, I can reply to somebody. To her. Dinner. If I just try to type something in the room.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
But this thing, community standard thing, just keeps sitting there.
Well, let's get busy with the show, shall we?
Yeah, we should get busy with the show instead of messing with flipping jackwad Facebook.
He loves it so.
Mm-hmm. And no wonder it's free, because who would pay for this turd? All right. Well, let me give that number out, because you can't call if you don't know the number. It is 515-602-9676.
Oh.
That is the number to call in.
Yeah, we have a caller.
Just not now, although we're not ready yet.
Yeah. Well,
hang on, Luna.
Something's not right with the sound.
The volume, we know, but it's kind of a blessing in disguise.
Hi, Luna.
Stand by.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, honey. We're just still doing our intro opening, so just sit tight and we'll get right with you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, honey.
All right, anyway, let's give that number out again, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We're on Blog Talk Radio now, so I have a different little switch where we don't have that big telephone thing here. It's all on the computer. All right, and when you do call in, on your cell, no speakerphone, Bluetooth doesn't seem to work too well either, but I mean, if you're driving down the road and you honestly can't pull over, you have to follow the laws and be safe. Watch your background noises, car windows down, your kids and zebras are playing soccer, and kick them out in the backyard, make them play soccer out there, okay, not in the house while you're talking to us. One more time, it's 515-602-9676.
And
Messenger, Facebook Messenger, yeah, would be to Deborah Lee, not this show.
Deborah Lee, and we won't show you. You don't even have to come on. Now, Luna's on here on video also doing a video call. But if you want it strictly to be an audio call, we're happy with that.
And nobody on the nobody can see the...
No, only I can see you and, of course, Jim
only
Mo.
Us. So.
So, Luna, you are kicking off our new show on Blog Talk Radio. So hopefully you don't have any jitters or nerves because, you know, there could be millions of people listening to this.
No way of knowing. No way of knowing.
Well, Luna, tell us how things are going for you.
It's going good, but my question is kind of related to what news I found out last night. My grandma called us, and she told us that she's in end-stage renal failure.
Oh.
But she's in good spirits. They think they're going to be able to reverse it. She just has to stay away from a bunch of foods, and it's like foods that diabetics have to stay away from. But she can't remember if the doctor told her or not if she's diabetic, because she's 85 years old, so she has trouble remembering. So my question for the cards is, can I just get like a health reading for her and see how this is going to go?
Excuse me. Now, to everybody who is listening, Jim and I are hacking. He's over COVID. He's now negative. I'm still positive. So you may hear me doing, and I apologize for that. Luna, of course, I can take a look at this for you. We have to, though, put out a disclaimer to everyone that we do not have the credentialing for us to be able to give either medical or legal readings. But we can still take a look at the situation just to see what we can perceive regarding the situation. Sometimes the cards will tell different people, oh, you want to go get another opinion, or you have an awesome doctor, trust his or her judgment. It'll be things like that. As far as diagnosing anything, we can't do that. The internet gods would freak out, and we don't want to freak them out. Excuse me, Luna. So for you, I'm going to take a look at your grandmother's situation and basically give you my opinion. All right? All right, here we go.
I'm busy researching this little silly problem here.
One thing I'd like to tell anybody who is brand new with us, I don't just pull a couple of random cards. I prefer to use a 24-card layout, which is what I use in my private sessions. And when you have a private session with me, we don't just do one layout as I'm doing now. This is for time constriction. But otherwise, we would continually lay out the cards based on all the information that you'd like to receive. Excuse me, and I'd also like to tell you, Luna, that's what my husband, now he was quite a bit younger than your grandma, was initially diagnosed with end stage. They took one of his kidneys, and unfortunately, it had metastasized to other organs for him. But he still put up one heck of a good fight, and even though the longevity was very limited for him, that man willed himself, I would say, literally into surviving an additional 3.5 years. So what I see here, grandma's worried, of course. She's worried about the situation. And, you know, elderly people, they're probably dealing with doctors that are probably more than half her age, you know, and they look so young, like they're just pretending like they're in high school because they're so young. But this new generation of medical professionals, I feel, is coming out with the best skills. They're on top of state-of-the-art equipment. They understand their testing regimens. So I think you couldn't really ask for better medicine these days. It's really important she keep her spirits up. Now, is her mate, her husband, still living?
Yeah, my grandpa's still alive, but he's got his own health issues. He's got Parkinson's real bad and gout. So he's going to help as much as he can.
Now, has Grandma been his caregiver in ways?
Yes.
And I see that she's feeling really bad about the fact that, gee, here I am now. I've got this end-stage kidney issue, and she has been in service to him and now is worried about him too. But I feel that they're going to get help. There will be help available for them. And I think if she follows all the guidelines, if she has a strong will, I am not seeing a quick departure. I think that she could be with you for quite some time to come. So a lot of it, though, this has been a shock to her. And you're smiling.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like her. It sounds like she's already in good spirits. Like, she's hopeful because apparently we don't remember, unless she just kept it a secret from us, but she's been in kidney failure before and she was able to reverse it. But, you know, she's older now. She's, like I said, she's 85 years old. And it just, I guess we're all kind of worried for her.
Now, my husband also had diabetic issues at the same time. And he actually was able, you know, excuse me, diabetes is a curable disease. So if okay. Hold on, Donna Marie. We're not quite finished. So if she follows the diet that she's given and doesn't chow down on too much sugar and that kind of thing, she can do a great, good job. She can manage her diabetes. So,
well, we don't know if it is diabetes, but just some of the food she's got to stay away from.
Yeah.
It sounds like diabetes, but she tells us, and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do, because one of the things she's got to stay away from is potatoes. And she's like, I make the best potatoes ever. Because she's that kind of grandma. She's a good cook.
Serious carbs.
Well, I'm with her on that because I love potatoes too.
Everybody likes potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but she's that old-timey grandma that knows how to cook, and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to cook now.
She'll adjust. It'll just take,
it's
hard for everybody at first.
Terrible.
But really, I think that it's going to be something she can live with. And I can't really make a prediction about her coming out of kidney failure, but I do feel that she's going to be able to manage it for quite some time to come.
One thing she told us last night was, she's like, you know, I'm not going to do a kidney transplant. She's like, I'm too old for that, and I'm not going to put it on my family to, do that for me.
Well,
and I said, Mama, I want you around for the longest time, but, you know, I don't think anybody in the family could give you a kidney because, you know, we do have history of diabetes, and, you know, it develops later in life. So.
Well, and this right here is guidance for everybody. Let's live every day to its fullest. None of us know how long we've got. If you think about it, you know, if you read a lot of the tragic news going on, some people's lives are getting cut short, just straight out of the blue. So I think if Grandma keeps a very positive attitude, she's a fighter, I can tell that. And you remind her how much she means to you. Like I said, Grammy's going to be around for a long time. Yes.
I hope so. because I love her to death.
Aw, well, take care, Luna. Always good to hear from you. All right.
Thank you, guys.
You keep us posted now on how she's doing.
I will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, now it's Donna Marie. Are you able to type again?
No, I am.
What happened?
No idea.
Oh, Donna Marie, if you'd like to call back.
Yes, and now that I have at least temporary, there we go. I put the number in, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Or Messenger Debris.
Those of you who are joining us on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, we're also streaming live and recording on made me lose my train of thought. Psychic Love Doctor show. So if you want to watch us in action, come on over. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Good to hear.
And tell us, catch us up. What's going on? And what can we do for you with the cards?
Not much is going on. My new house is nearly ready for me. I'll be getting the keys soon. Not sure when or what yet.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so excited for that. Can't wait for that happening.
Yeah. And would you be your question for us tonight?
More about relationships, like with my children and my partner, just.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, they got a category. That's good. Relationships, family, and close ones. Just close ones, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, just my circle.
How is your son doing?
He's doing really well. Yeah, he's doing good and skidding and that.
That's good. And between the family, the dynamics there, how is he in terms of your partner? Is he adjusting?
He's starting to warm up to him. He's starting to like him now, get along and up a little better.
That's important. That is so important. And we have to give these children enough time to really adapt. This is a newcomer to the family who will likely stick around for a very long time.
Yeah.
And especially before he enters his teen years, when rebellion is kind of a soup du jour.
Yep. Oh, I shall do the opposite of what you say.
Always.
Because I know better. I am young man.
Yes, and your partner should be prepared. This isn't something that happens with all father figures, but it seems like boys reach a point where they are literally going to stand up in the face of that father/father figure. And that's when my late husband would say, if you're going to stand up to me like a man, I'm going to treat you like a man. Now, is that what you really want to do? And they would all shrink back and not want to go that far. So it's like they start flexing their muscles. For you, I'd like to tell you, I see that your family is coming together beautifully. I also feel there is so much love between the two of you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Everybody should have the cards that I'm seeing in terms of their relationship.
Good.
Of course, you're going to have your ups and downs. It's only natural.
It's only natural.
And what you need to do is let it bring the two of you closer together. The scariest people are clients who come to me for therapy work, who will seem so proud and say, well, we have never had an argument. And it scares me because never having had any kind of conflict, you don't even know how strong your relationship is.
Or they're lying.
Which
is the dumbest thing to do in therapy ever known to mankind. You don't lie to therapists.
Now, where you're moving, is this far away from where you live?
Yeah, it's far away from where I live, but closer to James, my partner.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you, at first it'll seem like your friends have drifted a little. But you watch and see, you're going to make some very nice friends right around where your residence will be. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's under sure to come true. And that means you can't avoid it. This isn't like, oh my gosh, what if I'm not, you know, where I need to be in order to have this come to pass. Undersure to come true, my favorite designation in the layout.
Imagine that.
You can't avoid it. What appears there is not like a bus you have to catch or a train and you're, you know, racing to get there in time. It will come within its own time and fashion. So for you, you're going through a period, Donna Marie, where you might feel a little, what we hear on this side of the pond often refer to as being owly. Owly means a little bit crabby, kind of cranky. You're going through something internally, and you and I both know what that is.
Yeah.
So what I suggest is just try to tell others, I'm not myself today, you know, and I don't mean to be snippy or sassy, but if they know, then they, you know, it won't be offending anybody or hurting anybody's feelings. But yeah, I do feel that this is going to be a little bit of a trying time for you. And I don't want to go too far because I feel like you're keeping this under wraps. So,
I am a bit, but I don't mind because I know nobody I know is listening or watching at the minute.
Oh, so do you have a due date yet?
Not yet. It's in September 10.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be carrying your baby through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. You've had other children, so you know. I'm getting the feeling this could be a rather large child.
Big baby.
Okay, baby. Daddy has big shoulders.
Yes. So just as a recap, you have nothing but love around you. And your whole family is like in a bubble of love, which I think is absolutely wonderful. And things with your son, which I have, you know, I do remember certain things from previous readings. And I felt that he could have been a bit of an obstacle, considering that, you know, it's a new daddy figure coming on the scene. I think this man is really going to be able to bond so well with your son. I really do. So God bless to all of you. It's wonderful to look at such happy cards.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So you stay well now.
Yes, and you too.
No COVID for you. No COVID. Yes, and I'm on the mend, so I should be back to normal very soon.
And that's good.
Yeah, please join us again. We love having you with us.
International folk.
Yep, take care now, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
She's wonderful. I love that.
Always here, too. Always here. Whether she has once reading or not. International shout out back to the UK to Jill.
Jill, glad to have you here.
Yes, indeed. Let everybody know the lines are open. Well, the phone lines, you don't have to wait. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We have a computerized queue. You probably haven't been on the Monday if you're international, but we have a nice little queue. They stack up, the callers stack up. I can see them on a list. They can listen to the entire show while they're on the phone waiting, the entire show. They hear everything.
Wonderful.
Yes. So you don't have to worry. You can call in anytime. It doesn't matter, and you won't interrupt anything. Messenger, folks, you got to wait. If we're doing a reading, you need to wait. But we're open now, open for business. So I want to give that number, 515-602-9676, or Messenger Deborah Lee. Now, of course, you have to, because Facebook is Facebook, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee in order to messenger. And you couldn't, like, do a friend request now. That just ain't going to fly.
So get your friend requests in.
Yeah, definitely do it.
We'll be doing this again on Friday.
Yeah, and she posts in advance.
Yeah.
Usually the day before or the day of or both. And she'll mention that Deborah Lee, that's the time to get your request in before the show starts. Because once the show starts, we can't really help you out there.
Exactly. And folks that are listening through Blog Talk Radio, you might be wondering, because we're brand new. Well, what's this all about?
Yep.
And We're actually a pretty popular show on News for the Soul. I've been in this line of work. The intro says 20 plus, but it's really 30 plus.
And yeah. We don't want to update the intro for that.
No, and I am the author of a book. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which was published by O Books in London in 2008. And if you're a good book learner, which not everybody is.
Nope,
but
everybody's
there are lessons in the book for you to, you know, pick this up.
Yep, everybody's different. Hang on a second. I'm going to see if somebody's here, because we will, if both Messenger and the phone lines are empty, we will turn to the Facebook Live folks that can't call for whatever reason. Could be a lot of different reasons. You know, sometimes they're sneaking away at work a little bit around the corner on their phone.
Right, and we're dealing with different time zones. So for those that are on the other side of the pond, beyond, this is either late at night for you, or in some cases, it's already morning in the next day.
That's how Marie is funny.
Why would she say?
She says, I'll do FaceTime next time when I have makeup on. Ha, ha.
Oh,
yeah, she's probably getting ready to hit the hay.
Probably.
She's like ready to just hang up and dive in bed. I don't blame her.
Her upcoming birth of this baby was in the cards before she conceived. And I've had a lot of luck with that. You know, a lot of luck over the years. I mean, there's been so many success stories with others, and also miracles in some respects. So.
All right. Well, on that note, we're at the hump. I got somebody on Facebook Live. We're at the hump. So I want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Right.
We hope everybody enjoys themselves. To get a online live reading right now free, you can either Messenger Deborah Lee or you call 515-602-9676. But right now we're going to turn to Jill from the UK.
Jill.
She's anything you feel for me. I couldn't get her to narrow it down at all.
See, when you're brand new with me, I have to build a sense of familiarity, either through you talking to me, telling me a bit about your background, sharing with me, say, a situation you're in. Once I build that bond of familiarity, you can ask me a generalized question like that because I am familiar. I do have an intuitive link with your card. So for Jill, and I know I've given her readings before.
Just not a lot, though, and not consecutively.
She just wants to know what...
Anything.
So in that respect, I'm going to say, what can I project for her in the new year of 2022?
Okay, I think everybody always likes to hear that anyway, so you can't go wrong with that one. Then maybe as you go, she'll feed some more info if you see little certain things. She's obviously here. We've got a 20, 30-second delay, Facebook Live type, mama-jamba computers and stuff. So there is that. We got that not going for us. All right.
Well, let's see what we can do for Jill.
Another person over there. Over there.
The other side of the pond.
Yep.
Where I would like to go someday. It is on my bucket list.
Yeah. We never did make it. I mean, I went through the English Channel, so I saw the White Cliffs of Dover and all that stuff, but we never stopped in the Land of Ing or anywhere else around there.
Too bad.
Yeah, we were supposed to, but you know, they cancel half that stuff. You're a carrier, you don't get to see all the cards.
For Jill, this is a year of changes for you. There will be very unexpected experiences coming for you, but I want you to know that I'm not seeing them as gloom and doom. Realistically, I'm seeing you really on an upswing toward a lot of very changes that are coming in the future. Now, your romantic life looks like it could use a little shot in the arm. So I feel that there will be opportunities for that in 2022. Also, I'm seeing you planning a journey. It looks like quite a nice trip. Very pleasant. Lots of good times. And, you know, with COVID and the pandemic, boy, it has been so difficult for people to get around much.
Well, it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it involves the aeroplane, you know, because those flights can get canceled, or you pack a bunch of people into a little sardine can. Gee, imagine some disease spreading.
Well, and these seem very highly.
Oh, these masks are not that magical. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
I'm done.
So I want you to know and be expected that there are changes coming. You can embrace them by manifesting. I am open to opportunity and change. You're sending this out. Remember, the universe reflects back to us what we send out as our vibe, as our intention. And that this is the thing a lot of unhappy people don't fully understand. If you're in a miserable time in your life and you bring that out, oh, I'm so miserable, can't imagine ever being happy again. Well, guess what the universe is going to do? The universe is going to say, well, gee, you must love being
miserable.
That's all
you think about, so you must want that.
So here, have some more.
Have some more poop.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want to smell.
That is. So when you change and shift in your own point of view and the vibe that you're sending out, it's amazing what can happen. It is. So I feel for Jill, there's going to be a lot of great changes, a lot of new things coming along.
Yeah, we just started the second month.
And a lot of people. I see her like networking and meeting new people and really embracing a lovely social life coming up.
Ah, okay. Well,
so if you haven't been very social, you will be. You at least have the potential for it.
So her new year is looking thumbs up.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's positive. That's what she wants to hear. That's what everybody wants to hear.
True.
True that, yo dog. All right, Jill, glad you stayed up also with us. As
mm-hmm.
did Donna Marie.
Those of you who are new, I'd like to point out what makes this method so dynamic and so rich for us, really, in terms of vision, is that we're able to perceive your future, but the future is very fluid. There's a lot we can do before we even get there to improve it. I love when I learned that from my grandmother, viewing the future and improving it before you even live it, that's an awesome, empowering tool. That comes along with the use of choice and change. So if we see something, we'll say, kind of iffy in your relationship, it looks like somebody here isn't very happy. We can work on that. You can open lines of communication better. You can, the two of you, try to establish actual togetherness time, working. See what I mean? That will change your future. And a lot of those out there that give readings have a tendency to make people feel as if the readings are carved in stone. I don't find that at all. I think we have a tremendous amount of power over the future.
And it changes. Otherwise, in you would only have people getting one reading from you, and that was it. Because
yeah.
They would never need another one ever, because the future would never change. But the future is dynamic. It is not static. It is constantly... There's a bazillion little things out there that could change it that you don't even know exist that could alter your path.
And remember, as others are making their own choices from day to day, it's impacting your life to a certain extent. And that's important to take into account. A lot of people prefer to get a frequent readings with me. And if you visit my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, you're going to see I don't charge an arm and a leg for my services. The reason is I don't want you to think, well, I just shot the moon. I can't get a reading from her again. She's too expensive. No, I don't. Just because they can charge a lot doesn't mean that they should.
Because then all you do is you
yeah.
get people that have a lot of money.
Right. And who really needs the insight? Those that are climbing the ladder.
Well, yeah. I mean, they mm-hmm. have more issues. Everybody, even we know it's rich people, are always committing suicide and having all sorts of problems too, but they're not struggling as much as the average schmo.
Exactly.
They're not worried about, oh my God, how am I going to pay my electric bill next month, those the rich people. You know, we got all the same problems they have, other problems, but then we have also, holy crap, paycheck to paycheck. And I might be getting sick and I'm not going to have a paycheck. Oh, dear God, you know.
Now, I did receive a message today from a young man, 28 years old, who has really taken a big chance. He has driven across country, so to speak, for a job interview that involves a specific skill set. And he's awesome in his work. I've always seen that in his cards. Unfortunately, he's had a bit of a behavior issue that has caused him to, shoot himself in the foot, so to speak. Those that have trouble with authority are going to walk a rugged road, you know, because you're on somebody else's dime when you're on a job. And you can't bring a lot of your aggressive personality in. I know you all know what I'm referring to, and I know Jim does. He's a nuclear engineer in his private life.
Private life, yeah, away from the show.
And his wisdom is well respected, but if you threw his weight around, I don't know that it would be so well respected, you know?
You gotta have balance. It's like, you know, yin and yang and yin and all that stuff. You've gotta have balance. You gotta have the right time to push and the right time not to push.
Exactly.
You gotta know that or you're not gonna succeed in anything.
So this young man could not attend us for the show today.
Oh, I wonder what you're doing.
And this is something you can do. You can send me a message and we'll do our very best to work it into the show for you. So
yes, the very best as in gotta live people are always going to take precedent, though.
True.
And you can't put it in the bank and do it another time. You can't do that because you'll have a million of them built up.
I'll use them as I can.
As you can, right.
Mm-hmm.
Like News for the Soul, commonly, Nicole will have email while she saves for emergencies.
Right.
But they're not going to get, they're never going to guaranteed to get that email reading, but it's here you go, just in case, you might.
Okay, now here's a good demonstration for him. I do see a man in that structure of authority definitely wanting to give him the job, definitely. Now, on the other hand, he has a bit of a sketchy resume.
Who does?
The young man.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about the guy.
Yeah. No, the young man has a sketchy. So if they looked at him solely on paper, they would hesitate to offer him the job because he doesn't have a glowing background. He has, instances that he shouldn't have reacted the way he did, as maybe we all do to certain extents. Anyway, I do feel in looking at this, he's reached a point in his life where it's the right time, the right place. And he had told me he has really humbled himself. He's literally there, living out of his car. So it's imperative that he have a job. And I really think he's going to land this. And it's going to be the start of a whole new life for him as he's been unemployed through the whole COVID thing. So I wanted to put that out there because he will watch the show later. And I'm seeing a new family coming along for him. Wife and what do we call them? Chitlins.
Future taxpayers.
Yes, exactly.
Or not. I shouldn't always say that. Okay. We got a couple people that just commented in here. Just want to remind everybody that the number to call in is 515-602-9676 or messenger Deborah Lee. Jeanette said, for some reason, the audio call icon isn't appearing on Deborah's messenger window. I don't know what to say about that, only because we just had an audio call from somebody. We had Donna Marie just did an audio call from Ireland. So I don't think it's anything on our end. I just don't
know. Can you go ahead and just call in through the portal?
No, I think she's trying to messenger, I believe she said that.
Yeah, and it wouldn't.
She said she didn't see the
oh,
audio.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
It wasn't an audio call option. Jeanette, I think you, if you can, you could call in 515-602-9676.
Yeah.
And to everybody out there, we probably haven't said this enough. You can actually, if you're on Skype, you can Skype in on Blog Talk Radio. You can Skype in that phone number.
Jeanette, I could call you, too. I see you right here.
Well, let's wait and see what she has to
yeah.
say. To see what she has to say. I don't know if she's even there anymore. There's only one other person here with me watching right now. Could be her.
Yeah.
Could be Sunshine. This day, just love you guys to doing the best you can.
Oh, we are. And you know, it's only going to get better from here. We're new to the whole Blog Talk scene. And
yes, that'd be great.
What happened? If I call her?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. All right. We're calling you. We're breaking new ground.
And it's going to be audio.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Well, hoping my COVID test tomorrow will be negative.
If you get it,
yeah,
you take it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be negative for you. I
yes.
hope so, too.
Oh,
have you caught it?
No.
Well, I hope you do not. Of course, we're vaccinated and everything, and it basically was like a case of the crud. You know,
yeah.
I
didn't
yeah.
put us in a hospital or anything. It just...
Well, I've been sick for a month or something now, so I can sympathize with you.
I'm so sorry. Now, you went to Cuba. Didn't you go to Cuba?
Yeah, I was fine when I was there. I should go back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, at least, hey, you know what? Be glad you were fine. Can you imagine going there sick? That would just ruin the
It'd
be horrible.
No, we don't want to do that.
No, most of the time you have to go because you can't get your money back on a lot of that type of stuff.
No, exactly.
Well, Jeanette, what's on your mind this evening?
So last time we talked, I told you about finding my daughter that my mother adopted out.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right.
And we finally met today.
Oh, how did that go?
Really, really well.
Interesting.
So what I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if this is possible with a reading, is how other people in the family feel about this.
Oh, yeah.
One person that's feeling left out.
All right, so the family members know.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good question, and that's right up her alley. So that is possible with the cards,
yeah.
And that's the X factor on all this, the other
yes.
people.
Now, were they shocked when the news came out?
We were all surprised because my mom hadn't told anybody, but it wasn't bad surprise. It was a good surprise,
and we're
all very happy and accepting of it.
That's good because some people aren't.
They are not,
Some people don't like their little bubbles
disturbed. Both ways, so.
Yeah,
that's good then.
But the primary thing to remember, it's your relationship with her.
Right.
You know, and do you see your mother in her?
Well, it was funny because when she arrived today, I said, is it weird if we just sit and stare at each other? Because we were both looking for similarities.
Oh.
And there are definitely things I see that maybe not strictly my mother, but my mother's side of the family.
I see.
Sure.
And does she... I have a really good adoptive family.
Yes, her parents were very good to her, and she had a good life, and
everything's
wonderful. Really good. And she was, when she did the search, she was surprised. She kind of expected it would be like a teenage pregnancy.
Yeah, and it
was. She didn't expect that her mother was in her 30s and was alone with three children already, so she's very understanding of the situation.
What a difficult decision for your mother, I'm sure. And now to have her back, it's like, well, you had said, right, your mother passed.
So
I am envisioning your mother with a great big smile. The circle is complete for her. And I feel really, the warmth off these cards is huge. between you and this new sister, I see a beautiful road. They're like holding hands, walking hand in hand down this almost like a yellow brick road. It's so beautiful. As for family members, let's just hope that they would keep. They're showing that some are not as supportive as they should be.
And I think that's pretty normal for some situation like this. There's always going to be some family members that don't like their world disturbed.
They don't. You're right.
Yep.
I know that the boys, like my brothers, I don't think they're going to care either way, really.
No. Does your mother have...
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
My sister is at a distance because she doesn't live here.
Yeah.
And we did an audio message with her, and I think she was just feeling left out. So I'm just hoping that she's okay.
It takes time.
Yeah, and if she's just feeling left out, that's not really resistance. It's just envy, maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, does your mother have siblings?
Oh, yeah. None of them are still alive.
Okay, so they passed.
I was curious about that, because usually it's the elder relatives like that.
Yeah,
that
there's something in the cards pertaining to extended family.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if they put their nose in the air, you know, I would say just ignore them.
I'm not worried about extended family at all.
Oh, okay, well then, bingo.
You're on a great track, and she... You and she are going to remain lifelong friends.
Good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
That's what matters to me. I just, I feel bad that my other sister is feeling left out.
Well.
Because she's not here right now.
Can she make a trip home at some point?
No, they're kind of where they are for the winter.
Mm.
Well, maybe someday. Maybe not till
she'll be back
summertime or something.
So.
Right, sure.
And thank goodness for technology. I mean... It's like the most miraculous thing for all of us.
You can get together on Zoom and all that stuff for
FaceTime.
Free. There's a lot of options there.
I think it'd be great. Oh, I see your husband here. He's like reminiscing and missing the good times of that trip that you took.
Yeah, he's ready to go away again already.
He is. He is. And.
And wait.
He's going to hound you.
Yeah.
But all
he's always looking online and going, it's a really good price this week.
Well, I think that it is making him feel more alive. Remember, we've talked about him in the past.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for, what I get is it's important for him to have something like that to look forward to.
Look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like the winter. He hates the winter, so he's always
waiting
for it to be over.
You've got it up there, you know, woo.
Yeah.
Canada.
We're getting
close tonight.
Yeah. So take care, hon. I think it's going to be fabulous.
So
all right, honey. Call us again. And
okay,
congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, we just want to let everybody know that the lines are now open. You can either messenger us, Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger, of course, or call us at 515-602-9676. The show's winding down, but there's still time for another reading or two.
Also, for those of you that might be listening who are brand new, if you go to the app place, the Google Store, I think it's called.
The Google Play Store, if you're on Android, I don't know what they call it.
For iPhone?
For Apple, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it didn't work for Apple anymore, did it?
It doesn't, but I'll get to the workaround.
Yep.
All right. I have a free app, and people just love it that I've heard from. It's called Psychic Love Doctor, and you're able to give yourself your own readings. I have a son who is in the he's in the new car business, and he uses it to determine this next couple coming in. Are they going to be receptive to buying? Are they just looking? You know, and it really is a useful tool in business. I've used it myself even when I – oh, you're showing them it?
If they can see it. It's, you know, I'm not sure how good it's going to show up. Yeah, it looks like a big white mess.
Yeah.
We got a light. We got a little light.
It's right there. It's free.
But we got it off the Google Play Store.
Yeah. And the ones that have you know, when iPhones were upgraded, they got a new operating system, and we haven't had the time to get somebody yet to
Multi-computer platforms, cell phones are computers. When you do multi-platforms, that's like an extra whole different ballgame you got to get deal with.
So here's your workaround. If you go to my website, the Psychic Love Doctor Show, no, it's not show, Psychic Love Doctor.
.com. Yes.
On the top menu, you will see where it says free reading. Click that, and you absolutely have the same program as that one that's running only for Androids right now.
We have a caller. We have a caller ready to go from Blockbuster.
Okay, well, I want to finish this. Bookmark that, and then you will be able to use it on your iPhone. It's the very same thing.
It is. I mean, it's you're going through a website instead of an app on your phone. Yeah. But it works, and that's all that matters, right?
Right.
Right, you're bloody well right.
So let's go to our caller.
Hang on un momento. I think we're going to Florida.
I think so. Hello?
Hello, area code 407. I think you're Florida, are you not?
Yes, it's Sunshine. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it is Sunshine. She was in the Facebook live chat.
Hello, Sunshine. How are you doing?
Oh, gosh, just busy, busy, busy. It's hard to catch you guys when I want to.
Well, maybe you'll have better opportunities now, which gave me a really nice segue to telling people we will be very soon sharing the 800 number I have for those that have a burning question and can't wait for a show. You can get a hold of me by the minute. And there's no...
Yes. We're going to explain that in more in depth because we got to get her over the COVID hump first.
Yes.
You can't commit to any
hours.
Oh, you
got COVID?
Right now. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we were in quarantine for over 10 days.
Yeah, we're still kind of in a quarantine. She is kind of holding down, and Veronica's not here for the same reason.
Now, Veronica did not get vaccinated and of course, not boosted. And that girl has really suffered.
Yeah, she's
with
had it for longer than we have, and she lost a lot of other symptoms like taste.
Oh, her taste, her smell,
like that, yeah.
And it's been horrible for her. As for us, it was mild in symptoms. But still, we had to quarantine as well. And the last COVID test I took, what was that, Monday?
Monday.
It was still positive.
She's still coming off the end of it.
Yeah. So
it'll come next time.
Yes, I'm going to try again tomorrow. So Sunshine, what's cooking in Florida?
Well, we've got some business issues going on, and within the next 3 months, March, we're planning on launching one of our other businesses, and I just want to know, you know, the forecast of how is it looking? Is it going to be a success? Is it going to be a flop? You know,
and
stuff of that nature.
This trip is being taken by who? I missed that in the beginning.
No, it's not a trip. It's a business ventures. We're opening up three new businesses.
Oh,
great.
All right.
Three new businesses, and they're kind of launching almost around the same time. Yeah, so that's why I've been working. So... I'm just trying to see what it is.
Yeah, that's very ambitious and sounds amazing. I'm going to do your reading right now.
Okay.
Well, glad you got through, Sunshine. I saw you in the Facebook live chat. That's awesome.
Well, I'm surprised I got through because you're usually busy this time of night, but I'm not usually home either.
Well, and this is our maiden voyage with Blog Talk.
Yeah, we
Radio.
Are transitioning, not obviously the Facebook connection. We are transforming to Blog Talk Radio, which is very similar to the Monday show we do on News for the Soul.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great you called in. I'm on the computer. We're talking through the computer. And it's so far it's doing good. And we got, we got just a hair over 5 minutes left.
All right, so I'll talk fast. Sunshine,
okay.
This looks really good for you. How many individuals are involved in this? It's you and
Two others. Ooh. Well, from, okay. It's two others from one business, and then it's me and another person for another.
Okay. Well, and, I feel don't despair if it's slow going in the beginning.
Something's going to start out. Guys.
It's going to really zoom after the initial. Like right now, we have hardly any callers, but we know we're going to gather speed as we get going.
Yeah, yeah. It's day one.
And what we can do is when you are ready, you can come on the show and talk about your businesses. I'm very receptive to advertising what others do.
I mean, we got it's our show.
It's our show.
Well,
and also,
I mean,
we like to
one thing
help.
Everybody needs is credit repair. So that's the major lunch we're going up against FTS. So it's all blueprint before it come out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You are going to become trying to talk fast and think at the same time.
Uh-oh, she's going to fall down.
Sunshine, if you want me to get more specific, call again, because the thing doesn't it end pretty much?
Hey,
yeah.
There's supposed to be some way I can extend it, but I am not sure.
Okay, so I want you to know, start slow. It's starting slow, but it will kick off pretty fast. A lot of word of mouth advertising I am seeing.
Yes, it is.
So please call again. We'll get into this deeper for you. And what's serendipity? You're usually not available this time, and we were able to get you in.
Yes, I'm so happy about that.
You were our first caller ever.
First caller ever at this number for Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Yep, you have broken the ground. You've broken the ice.
So take care, sunshine, and go forward, you know, smartly.
Yeah, we thank you for your patience.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. All right, well, bye-bye.
You guys.
Take care. Don't
bye-bye.
Get cold. All right, bye-bye.
Do not be a stranger.
Everybody else, we are going to have to call it a show, and we're thankful that you join us. We have our regulars. Come one time, and you are now a member of the family. You're only a newcomer once. You can catch me at psychiclovedoctor.com, and remember my app in the Google Play Store. Also, I want to thank Jimbo. We're learning. We're taking baby steps here, but we are also very much wanting to encourage you. Go to newsforthesoul.com.
Definitely.
Lots of great stuff there.
And Blog Talk Radio in general, go there, and you can find News for the Soul has lots of good stuff.
Oh, lots.
You can go to Psychic Love Doctor Show. It's going to be like very small now because we just started, but you'll start seeing episode archives there and on Facebook Live.
So thank you very much. I want to leave you with the words of my grandmother. Huh? Yeah.
There's a talk for you.
My grandmother always said, and I've taken these words so to heart, she always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. And I love that.
I'm not getting up yet.
Because a lot of people don't realize. You may really be limiting. Okay, you might really be limiting yourself as far as your potential. A lot of people think, maybe it's as big as this room. But it's really as huge and expansive as the universe. Think about that. There's very little you can't accomplish. Now, of course, you got to be practical. If, like myself, when I was a kid, I dreamed I was going to be an ice skater. It's not going to be possible at my age now and lack of training.
Yeah, your goals have to be realistic. All goals have to be achievable.
Yes.
I always say achievable. Don't say, I want to go outside and flap my arms and fly to the moon. It's like, come on, your goals have to be achievable and realistic.
And also remember that we're here 3 times a week. You can get a reading every single time. So we look forward to having you join us as often as we are on. Don't be afraid to contact us. And we're going to hope that all of you stay safe, healthy. And if you have been vaccinated and all the COVID virus is not, something you can't survive, at least it has been our experience. So take care, be in touch, and we will see you Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. See you. Bye-bye. Love you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.